things change, things move. Hallelujah. We get delivered and set free. So, Father, show your glory and your power and your authority over us, oh God. When we have sinned, Lord, and we come to you in repentance, make us whole again, Father. If somehow we are held in bondage by something, show us what it is, oh God. He desires that we would be free. Free to worship him, free to enjoy life, free to laugh, free to engage, hallelujah, with one another. Blessed be your name, Almighty God. Let fear not have a hold on us, but liberate us, Lord Jesus, that we may experience the fullness of God. You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, to hold my fears alone. I'm no longer think sometimes we're afraid, what if God does do it? Sometimes we're so attached to the sin or to our situation that we don't even know what it is to be free. But that's exactly what God wants to do. It's to liberate us. It's to free us. So, yes, Lord, part the waters. I might be afraid not knowing what's going to be on the other side. But even as it was said in the Gospels, if Christ says he's going to take us to the other side, though the demoniac, the man with all the demons was on the other side, he brought us over, indeed, and also delivered those that were on the other side. That's what God does. So we fear not, O God. We trust in you, Lord Jesus, to bring us from glory to glory, to change us, to renew our minds from faulty thinking, O God, to curtail our speech when it's sin against you, Father, to cause our feet to walk down the right path when decisions are coming our way. What shall I do? We will walk by faith and remain faithful to God. Hallelujah. Let the hallelujahs multiply. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that he cannot do. I've seen it over and over again in my life. Over and over. I wish we had time. You would go around and testify about what God has done. So that when you're at the brink of the crossroads again, you can say, remember what God did. And he'll do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Hallelujah. God, we believe. Yes, we can see. Thank you. need to move, oh God. Come, Lord Jesus. My heart is set on you, Lord. On you alone, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the hallelujahs multiply, for God is worthy. Fallen. And the reason we can't at times enter into the heart of worship is because we're battling with the thoughts that are coming in our mind. Now, we all know this, but specifically this morning, your thoughts are being challenged. Things are being spoken into our mind that are not of God. And we're trying to entertain them and trying even to discern if they're even true in the midst of wanting to worship God Almighty. We can't do both. You either serve one or the other. We either have to be fallen thinking or we're going to serve Almighty God. We're singing songs about God moving and delivering and setting free and experiencing heaven on earth. We can't entertain the thought. You can't entertain the fallen thinking. You cannot do it because you will fail. The enemy will take you and pluck you right out and continue to speak to you as you are his best friend. Says that we belong to another, that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and that I, hallelujah, have become his daughter, and all the attributes of God and all that God has been given to me, including the mind of Christ. Don't entertain it, my friends. Don't think on it, don't dwell on it, don't give it your resources, don't give it your energy. Pour it out unto God. Hallelujah. Able to move and change and transform. We're gonna go right into the bridge. Hallelujah. Bring it on, come on, Shelly. Greet someone in the name of the Lord.